Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears all across the globe whenever you felt like tapping in with your girl, and I really appreciate that. So today, I want to talk about Mental Health Month, and that's actually the entire month of May. Mental Health America actually started this in 1949, and every May, folks wear green and they come together to talk about the awareness of mental health education, just mental health in general. There's resources, and then advocating for mental health and the well-being of everybody. That's something we do here in America. I don't think it should be something that should be strictly for American folks. I know I have listeners all across the globe. Shout out to those who have been in Canada, who've been in the UK, who've been in Germany, Australia, who's been tapping in, South Africa. Y'all can participate too. We're not gatekeeping mental health awareness over here, okay? Like, this is a global issue, honestly. And as somebody who works in the mental health field, I think it's very important to talk about this. So the theme of this month is where to start mental health in a changing world. And if you've been paying attention to any little bit of the news cycle, no matter where you're living, the world is going through a lot right now, you know, in either direction. It could be, you know, for the better, for the worse. It's been looking like it's been more for the worse. We're going to keep it 1,000. But it could be so much. I mean, and I think this is great because the theme has kind of been on point with what I've been talking about for the last 6-7 months. And I love that. And that's why I'm excited to talk about it, because it just shows the alignment of, you know, just some of the messaging, even when folks are not aware of what the other is doing. I've been talking about how do we keep ourselves somewhat centered or find some joy in the midst of the external chaos. And that's pretty much what this is about. Like, it's so much change going on. How do we find ways to be aware of our mental health? How do we make time for our mental health? How do we advocate? There's so many pressures that we have going on in this life, not even just outside, just in our own world, our own bubble of things. That could just be enough, you know? And then when you add the external things that are happening in our world around us, it could be even more of a stressor to deal with. And even though the conversation has been slowly opening up with mental health, and I've been very honored to witness a lot of that along with you all. I mean, if you've been following me for a long time, y'all been witnessing the conversation too. Y'all probably may feel the same way I do. And it's okay if you don't. But my sentiments on it is that it seems like the conversation is progressing, but it's still not enough. To me, it's not enough systemic. It's not enough systemic conversation going on, because honestly, a lot of the problems that we have in mental health is systemic in nature. And a lot of people just don't know where to go, you know? And I also wanted to put on you all's heart today that I know it could be very easy to just say, go to therapy, go to therapy, go to therapy. And it can cost. And sometimes you just don't have it. You know what I mean? So what I'll be doing this month is I will be sharing different mental health related episodes for the rest of the month. Yes, all May is what we're going to talk about. And the reason why is because half of Americans, they're going to meet the criteria for a diagnosable mental health condition sometime in their lives. Sometimes as early as age 14. And that's a lot. I mean, with the pandemic, I remember there was a stat when the pandemic first started where they said 1 in 2 Americans were dealing with some type of mental health condition, diagnosis or some type of symptoms of it. And that was exacerbated by the pandemic as well as some of the social justice efforts that were going on in 2020. So this is always, it seems like this is becoming more and more of a thing where we cannot ignore it, and that talking about it more and advocating for our mental health more and educating each other and ourselves more on what we can do, even in the slightest, is going to be crucial at this point. So I just wanted to put that on you all's brain today to please share these episodes with someone that could use just a bit of knowledge. I mean, we're not going to just throw a bunch of information at one time. We're going to talk about all different types of stuff. We're going to talk about where you can go to get mental health screenings. We can talk about ways to advocate. It's not always, I mean, the thing I look at is this, right? When it comes to conversations about things that are crucial, everyone has a role to play. And some roles may fit better than others. So we're going to talk about that from an advocacy standpoint as well. So I'm really excited. So the question I will leave you all with today will be, do you know where to start when it comes to taking care of your mental health in such an ever-changing world? And if you do, how? And it doesn't always have to be as formal as therapy. What are some small practical ways that you could prioritize or learn about your mental health? So I'm going to leave you with that, and we're going to talk about it more on Monday. So with that being said, y'all, this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, happy Mental Health Month. Trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.